particles which particles are detected in some fashion or other. Now, what you have to do is to draw some conclusion from this experiment. And usually it's pretty hard to draw a very clean conclusion because these experiments are very complex. But the detector for a modern accelerator probably costs $50 million because it has to detect neutral particles, charged particles, preferably things that don't interact at all, like muons, and we'd like to also have so-called Cherenkov counters to tell the types of charged particles as well. They're incredibly complicated. And what you see is some sort of product of what nature does and what the experimental apparatus does. For instance, what's shown here is a very typical effect. In an apparatus, they usually have a magnet because you need a magnet to measure the momentum of charged particles, because charged particles bend in a magnetic field in an amount that's which is inversely proportional to the momentum. And so magnets have poles, and then there's a space between the poles, and as the particles to lower momentum, it bends and hits the magnet, and then you won't see it. So there are all sorts of things like that. I mean, some particles totally miss the apparatus, others get destroyed by the apparatus, some of them get partially destroyed by the apparatus, etc. So there's a complex... So what you'll find is that... probabilities happen in a Monte Carlo fashion because they're the interactions of particles with matter, which is very complex. So typically...